What if one book could change the entire course of your life? That's exactly what happened to a young French musician when he discovered Padre Pio. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. In today's video, I'll share an extraordinary story about how a young Frenchman's life took a complete turn after an unforgettable encounter with Padre Pio. The account is sourced from the Spanish website Religión en Libertad, Religion and Freedom, and it reveals the profound way Padre Pio guided souls. Let's dive into the story of Father Jean-Marie Benjamin. In the late 1960s, Benjamin was a cabaret musician in Paris, immersed in a world of freedom and creativity. By his early 20s, he had already recorded 2 albums and was composing his first symphony. Music was his life's passion. Yet, he had no idea how dramatically his path was about to change. One evening, at a friend's house, Benjamin noticed a book on Padre Pio. The photo of the saint on the cover caught his eye. Intrigued, he borrowed it and read it in a single night. Something stirred within him, and he felt an overwhelming urge to meet Padre Pio in person. Soon after, he set out for San Giovanni Rotondo. Upon arriving, Benjamin stayed at a hotel where he met a man named Marco, a literature professor. Marco shared some practical advice. If he wanted to confess to Padre Pio, he would need to attend the 5 a.m. Mass and obtain a ticket. However, he also explained that Padre Pio rarely heard confessions from foreigners because it tired him, but he encouraged Benjamin to try. The next morning, Benjamin attended Mass. He described seeing Padre Pio in a wheelchair, old and hunched, burdened by the stigmata. Yet, despite his physical suffering, Benjamin felt an indescribable presence. He noted that the moment of consecration was impossible to describe. There are no words or expressions to accurately describe what was happening, he said. The young Frenchman couldn't secure a ticket until Marco, his newfound friend, generously gave him his. But even then, Benjamin had to wait 3 more days, as Padre Pio was too unwell to hear confessions. On Sunday, March 8, 1968, Benjamin finally found himself face to face with Padre Pio. The saint asked him slowly, as though aware Benjamin didn't speak Italian, "How long has it been since your last confession?" Unsure, Benjamin shared his story in French. Padre Pio repeated the question, and Benjamin admitted he couldn't remember. Benjamin recalls what happened next. Padre Pio raised his right hand and moved it 3 or 4 times. Then he told me the exact day, month, and year of my last confession. It was on July 13th, 1961, in the Ivory Coast. To Benjamin's astonishment, this was entirely accurate. He remembered confessing in Africa while traveling with his parents. The saint's knowledge of his past was undeniable. After a long silence, Benjamin asked for his blessing. Padre Pio, looking deeply into his eyes, instructed him, "Go and see a French priest." Before leaving, Benjamin touched Padre Pio's stigmata and felt an overwhelming warmth and a powerful presence of God. Returning to Paris, he couldn't shake off the experience. When news of Padre Pio's death reached him on September 23, 1968, he was heartbroken. Then he remembered the saint's instruction to find a French priest. He took the subway to an unfamiliar station, entered the first church he saw, and found two empty confessionals. Entering one of them, he told the priest, "Father, I tell you the truth. I have not only come to confess, but also on behalf of Padre Pio." The priest listened to Benjamin's account and then replied, "Everything that happened to you is beautiful. Moreover, no one gave you my name for you to seek me out. You were guided by Padre Pio. Do you know why I'm convinced of this? Because I am Father Revelac, and I am responsible in France for raising funds for Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza, Padre Pio's hospital. For 30 years, I went twice a year to San Giovanni Rotondo." Father Revelac became Benjamin's spiritual director, helping him grow in faith. The young man felt a calling to the priesthood and left music. In 1988, he returned to San Giovanni Rotondo, where he made the life-changing decision to become a priest. He was ordained on October 26, 1991. And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass, and to explore our new website. Thank you for being part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.